Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move!
LeBron James with no regard for human life. Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Iverson against Gill, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win.
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What up, what up? Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast. My name is Nick Engvall with my guys, Mike Guillory, Robbie Fauci. We're going to talk about some sneaker releases. We're going to talk about some playoff sneakers. But before we get into all of that, I'm just going to jump right into the news because we're going to keep this a short episode for you all. We kind of do these longer episodes and, you know, we just wanted to hop on and record during the week this week to try it out. So let us know what you think about this episode. I'll just jump right in. Like, news wise, I think the biggest news this morning was that the Asia Wilson sold out. What do you guys make of it? Is it a manufactured sellout or is it like Asia's moving some units?
It's frustrating because Asia can move anything she wants.
Yep.
Bricks, me, WNBA, New York Liberty, whatever she wants. But it's definitely manufactured. Like there isn't 2 trillion models, units of that shoe waiting to go when we've known about them for 9 months. And then you've spent all this time getting everybody hyped. I think the playbook's dead. The selectiveness.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Mike, how do you feel about it? I think it's manufactured and I'm sick of it.
So no, definitely manufactured because I was curious. I'm like, wait, I thought the release date was actually the 8th, which I went to Foot Locker. They still haven't released theirs yet. And I've noticed that a lot of times with these performance basketball shoes that sell out on the actual brand's website, specifically Nike, I can still go to Foot Locker and grab them. So this is definitely a way to get people talking, to make sure they're on their computers for, what was that? Thursday, and yeah, it's they're still trying to build hype, which I think everyone's already pretty excited about it. Like, I definitely want to try to find a pair just to try them out because they're really clean looking shoe. I think they're dope looking, but this is definitely same old, par for the course. I wasn't even surprised because now they can talk about, like, Complex already put up, oh, they sold out in 3 minutes on the sneakers app. It's a talking point now. Now you got people more excited who didn't get them or didn't look for them. Like, oh man, people actually bought them. Let me go buy them now. You know?
Yeah, I was telling Robbie, like, looking up before we started, like, it's the top post in the WNBA subreddit. So, mm-hmm. Is it Asia's shoe sold out? I do think, little devil's advocate here, do think that the Asia one is probably, outside of the Sabrinas, my favorite Nike basketball shoe in the last 4 or 5 years. It's like up there for me.
Yeah.
And it's a level where, you release a Jaw shoe. Jaw has like one all-star appearance at that point. There's Devin Booker, a couple time all-star. Asia's like a pillar of the sport. And it's just, if you release 40 pairs, of course they're going to freaking sell out.
Like, yeah.
And I hate those breakdowns that people release like on things like Reddit and on people's various discords, where it's like, there's 14 pairs of 12s and there's 24 pairs of 13s. And if those things are real, I always take it with grains of salt. It's not just slap in the face. It's like, you want a cookie for releasing 150 pairs to 1 million people? Cool.
Right?
Guess what? I can go buy an Anthony Edwards shoe right now and not have to think twice about it.
That's what they're trying to fight against. So it's funny. They can't get an NBA player's shoe right now to have the juice that the AE1 has. So guess what? They got to find somebody who's actually doing something. Like you said, Asia is 3-time MVP, the face of the WNBA, for all I'm concerned.
Yep.
And her shoe's slick. And this is the way they're going to combat it. Like, hey, you know what? AE's still in the playoffs. Like, how many Nike athletes, top of head, I can't think of who's in the playoffs right now, NBA-wise, who mean anything.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we'll get into that a little bit more. But, like, to your point, 3-time MVP, had Nike jumped on this and released Asia's shoe when it should have been released 3-4 years ago, they would be the AE1 right now. Like,
facts.
I think that's an easy distinction to make. Not to say that either of them are not top of the game, but like, you might have had a lot more back and forth between both of them for this. But yeah, I think, the good news is there's going to be more colorways. I was really into that first pink colorway, but like, I'm definitely going to try to get a pair of these down the road because it's just a beautiful looking shoe. But I'm going to go from something that I'm optimistically hopeful about to something that I'm slightly salty about because I saw Mike got the Brick by Brick Nigel Sylvester's and did a video on his channel. But good news is there's actually a cool little program going on right now for National Bike Month with Nigel's foundation, where every dollar is an entry into winning a pair of shoes. Cool. Or a pair of the Brick by Brick Jordan 4s. I think it's super dope. You know, my brother works in the cycling industry and have friends that work at Specialized, and, you know, Nigel rides for Specialized. So, and I've, you know, had BMX, you know, we've got half a dozen bikes at the house, you know, like we're just in that world quite a bit. Yeah. I don't post about it that much, but, I thought it was really cool that they're doing the giveaway to give people a second chance that weren't, you know, blessed and highly favored by God, like our friend Mike here, because you already said it in your video, and I'm like, we're really going to talk about this being like probably one of the top shoes of the year for the whole year, because it's the first time we've gone that step further with the materials on a regular Jordan retro release. Yeah. You know, like we've seen the SB4s, but like that's just like a little padding, a little more cushioning. It's not visually different. Noticeable from the outside.
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool that they're just giving people a chance to do something. And like the program that he does with his foundation is like a 6-week, you know, get people up to speed, learn how to ride type of thing, which is super dope. And I, yeah, you know, cool. For me, a little bit more personal, just because like that industry has been very challenged in the last year. And as we have all these, you know, tariffs coming in and all this stuff, it's good to get people excited about that cycling world and get people involved. So hopefully people can go enter, and it's Nigel Foundation on Instagram is his foundation's account. And there's the giveaway information is on there. I think it ends tomorrow. The 7th okay. is the last day to enter, but otherwise just go watch Mike's video and be jealous like me.
the one raffle I've actually won in my life. So I'll take that one win. I'm okay. Like if that's the one win I'm going to get out, that's the one I wanted.
I haven't hit on, I mean, I haven't been entering a lot, but I haven't hit on anything like that in quite some time. And then yeah. I'm also thinking like, I'm probably even a little more salty because Robbie's like, yeah, I got both the SB4s. I'm like, man, like I just can't hit any of these cool 4s that have been coming out in the last like year or so. So, but it's all good. It's all good.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there listening who are hitting cool 4s. and not as excited about us.
Yep. All relative.
So speaking of relatives, man, Anthony Edwards son by Lakers. It's like your brothers.
I was like, where are we going with this? Hold on.
It's like long lost cousin was happening. They started as teammates on Team USA. They're brothers, and he got son like AE's his father.
Man.
Like,
that was bad, man.
It was a couple things, but the multiple points where AE's like pushing LeBron in the chest in game, like let's go. It's kind of the coolest stuff ever in a world where people think try hard is like not cool. Like, oh, why are you trying hard? Like, Anthony Edwards like, no, I'm a try hard. I'm a yell loud. I'm a stomp loud.
Yep.
And I'm going to beat you. So I just took a look to see if the stats were backing it up. And he sounds a lot like Kobe, man. But on paper, 26.8, 8.4 rebounds, 6.2 assists. Only been 5 games so far. But that's elite shooting guard stuff, and the numbers are important, but it's the bravado, the energy. When Naz Reid hits a big three, he's the first one to go slap that dude in the butt, give him a high. He's in their face. He's excited. Like, the childlike exuberance is so real. All that to say, he's kind of the brightest star for Adidas right now and a galaxy full of bright stars. Or a universe? How many stars are in?
Yeah.
I like what you said. No one's going to go.
Right? No one's going to go.
One in a billion or something like that, you know, right?
One in a billion. But it's just really cool to see. I think I am the last person, even Rowett has a pair, to get a pair of AE1s of the four of us. I'm the last one.
And you got the super chrome ones.
I like that. Yeah. And on the super chrome, they come with the cool like Minnesota blue like alternate laces. That's whatever. But I was telling Nick earlier, I haven't bought a chromey or even like any type of metallic performance shoe in a really long time. And I don't know if this the tech's really gotten better or if this is something special, because I've played in these twice and these like high impact areas here, you can't see it in this core quality video I have going on, but they're cracking but not flaking. It's not peeling.
I was going to ask you about that. Is it like old, was it the mirror
bending
foams?
And not breaking.
Yeah.
And as you guys know, too, the same material kind of goes over the midsole. And I can see there, too, where it compresses when you're moving. It's cracking and not crump. Like, it's the tech here. It's not tech. The paint tech. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It's probably like it's got flex to it. This.
It's powder coated. That's some good.
And the side caging here is obviously more flexible than I thought it was. Telling 2-year-old tech sneaker tech on a podcast now, but like you guys know this, way more flexible than I thought.
Yeah,
herringbone traction underneath works, or chevron pattern traction works really well on the bottom. This is a perfect basketball shoe. It's a little heavy, and we'll go into some lighter Adidas shoes, but if this is like the star in your Adidas like universe for basketball, you're doing really well.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
I agree.
You're doing all right.
I agree.
You're doing
so,
okay.
So we gotta jump on one thing you just said, Robbie, because we need to figure out a way to make the trend be to be fucking passionate about things. Like, that's the thing that bothers. Like, if you're too cool for shit, then like you're missing out. Like, be excited. Enjoy the shit. Like, you're going to look back in life. You're going to be like, yo, I was too cool and I didn't do, you know, like, I don't know, do the dumb shit. Go ice skating or go skiing or go like surfing and like mess yourself up and then heal up and go do it again. Like, enjoy, I feel like he is playing like a AAU kid that just has no fucks left and he has to win in order to make the league. Yet he's already an all-star. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's not too cool.
I miss that.
he'll run up the street after being the Lakers in LA and talk about Matilda. He loves Matilda. Yeah, I love that movie too. But he had that same night it dropped, he dropped a little docuseries he has called Illuminated. Mm-hmm. And it's with his friend Nick. Nick also has the colorway of the AE1. Nick's face is also next to Anthony's on the Adidas HQ. I drive past it once a week.
Really?
They're side by side on the Adidas headquarters.
That's pretty dope. Like,
that's
it's
awesome.
Not a fake thing. So this Illuminated series, it kind of kicks off a bigger look at how Anthony Edwards operates outside of the main limelights. Also, check out the Team USA documentary and the shooting guard, or the Ballers, whatever it was called. Hoopers, Ballers on Netflix.
Oh, crap. Yep. The one on Netflix.
You guys know AE in there, too.
Yeah.
But there's a couple quotes from the Illumination to the Illuminated series he dropped. They're so Anthony Edwards. So the biggest one is, losing is the hardest part of being a professional athlete. I just have to hold it in and bottle it up and go home. So when he's winning, he's going to release it. And you've seen him lose. Like, he doesn't really have excuses. He's like, I played that crap today. We didn't have the energy today. He just has to eat it up and go home. Like, he doesn't run. He doesn't run from the smoke maybe some other athletes his age do. He takes it and deals with it. One other one here, it's very important because, like Kobe, if you could see or hear how Ant talks to himself when he's in the gym, it's like art. That's a quote from Nick. Anthony Edwards. But it's like, you have to be that crazy gym rat. Because we see the fun Anthony Edwards. Guarantee you he's in the gym stupidly. Like,
oh yeah.
It's just, it is art, man. It's art seeing the fruits of the labor and probably what's happening to make that happen. It's crazy.
I also feel like it's like some sort of like galaxies coming together moment, because like Robbie, the world's like biggest Laker fan, is actually giving this credit and talking about this in a way, like days
after.
Well, I hate Nas Reed. I don't hate Anthony Edwards. Nas Reed.
There he is.
So Nas Reed can catch all the hate.
Nas Reed wearing Kobe's, doing that in LA, is disrespectful. But so all this energy, and we still haven't seen the AE2. He's been wearing the AE1 low colorway Mike has, that like Eastery looking.
I love that one, by the way.
I like that one too.
He hasn't even dropped the new joint. This energy is so high, a year and a half. So you marketed this shoe correctly. You dropped good colorways. You made them available. You still dropped the limited ones. The All-Star was limited. McDonald's All-American game was limited. There's stuff out there for the collectors. But you can go get an AE1 in two different heights right now. In like out the box, can we all agree? Comfortable as hell. Right. There's no break in time. So you've marketed right. You've made a good design. It's comfortable. It's purchasable. And the second one's still coming? Like, you're selling the first one like this?
You forgot. It's sub $150.
Yeah.
You're going under $150, you're getting the best shoe out there.
And you get iced tea cameos. Like,
and you get iced tea cameos.
It's crazy. I
think that speaks to how good Adidas is doing right now on the basketball side. Like, there's so many good shoes in that catalog that, you know, the more people, you know, like you said, you're the last of the four of us to get a pair of these AE1s. But like, there's still a wow factor for you, even somebody who has, you know, plenty of shoes. Like we're kind of like the best test group scenario for a lot of these shoes, because it's like we have high standards. Like we've tried on or worn hundreds, if not thousands, of pairs. Not to say that like we're like out there performing at a level like a professional athlete, but like we're pretty picky about all of this stuff. So I think it speaks volumes to that shoe, to like the wow factor that you had. And to me, like, that's like, it's just a matter of time before that wow factor spreads to all these other shoes that are coming that we've seen. And like, we all know they're good, but like, the public is going to find them at some point on clearance, you know, for $60, $70, $80. Yeah. And like, it's going to be like, imagine paying that price for an AE1, you know, like on sale. Like, you'd be stoked about it, even with having all these shoes. So now this next generation of hoopers getting their shoes for that price and playing in Hardens, Spidas, like you guys said, some of the, even the Adizero stuff, like, it's like, it feels like it's like a wave coming. I don't know. Like, maybe I'm off, but it does feel like a big deal.
I mean, Mike, would you agree that wow factor is a big part of it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, even though I've had 3-4 pairs of AE1s, I am not the person in most cases. It's, I mean, of course, retros are his own thing, but once I get a performance shoe once, I don't need it again. But I still have that wow factor when I see a new colorway drop. If I pass by one in store I don't have yet, it's still an option. And when I saw that tie-dye pair, Easter pair, whatever they want to call it, drop, the three stripes of like basketball camp, I had to hit, because once I saw the PE from a couple months back, it was this super cool like shoe that was even like a better color. Like, it's one of those things, like, I get excited every time I see one of those sneakers, and if they go down to $60-$70, God help my collection, because there's going to be a bunch of AE1s in there, because it's just a cool shoe overall.
And the box is cool.
The box is cool.
So it starts, I mean, not that Adidas being on a roll, but it's just a business and the cogs of the business firing together. Marketing the design, making a good design. Mm-hmm. It's just like everything is meshing together. The wow factor, I brought that up. Nick brought it up. Wanted to throw it to Mike and come back around with it. It's because I tried on a pair of Harden 9s. Tried on all these basketball shoes at the Adidas employee store. I think I have a pair of Harden 9s coming. I'll show them on here later. But the wow factor of that shoe is insane. It looks familiar. Obviously, it's a basketball shoe. But when you step into it, the way the webbing flows off the toe box, the way you step into the booty, the way it fits great. Again, this fundamentally, every Adidas basketball shoe I've worn the past 2 years has fit nicely, if not better, right out the box. I'm not breaking these things in. They that come is, in already ready yeah, to go.
That's a great
but
thing.
But just the wow, like, you when you stop and even watch the NBA playoffs now, you watch Zubac on the Clippers when he was still playing. Later, Clippers. You see Harden, you know, all that good stuff. The shoe is recognizable from a mile away, no matter what colorway it is. Jalen Williams of the Thunder. That shoe, second you see a player wearing it, like, oh, that's the Harden 9. Like,
yeah.
The recognizability and wow behind the materials and design are bananas. And I'm going to throw this to Nick. All that going to the new Donovan Mitchell shoe. The 6 was great, but now the 7 is like, whew, just debuted.
Chef kiss. Yeah, like, that one's amazing.
The 7 looks like, I mean, I would say it's even up there with the AE1 from like just first time seeing it. Like, I want it. You know, it's like, oh, I got to try that shoe. I didn't have that with the Harden as much. I think also because I don't like the chrome colorways. I don't like the like patent colorways, and Harden launched with those colorways, where like I think the Donovan shoe, like I have the Spider 1, I think 2 and 4. I didn't get the 5 yet, I didn't get the 6 yet, but you know, those shoes like hadn't been selling as crazy as some of the others, so it's like I just feel like I can wait and pick them up on sale at some point. Mm-hmm. But the visual of that colorway on that silhouette, the to your point, the wow factor of like, okay, this is like a sleeve, you know, a sleeve, a wrap shoe, a kind of half, it's almost like half wrapped and half not, you know, because it's got the zipper on the inside. But that colorway, and then dropping them in like, you know, the other side of this that makes the consumer feel special. The thing about the Asias that drives me crazy is that you release it on Nike's direct to consumer platform and it sells out. I'm not mad that the shoe sells out. I understand that there's a game to be played. But when you do it in ways the way that like they did with the Spider shoe, and it's like, hey, we drop this early at the game with the Cavs, you know, celebrate Donovan, blah, blah, blah. like it feels like it's connected to the moment that the Cavs are having. Like, mm-hmm. how fucking crazy is it that we're talking about the Cavs being in the playoffs, even like without LeBron, without the whole like decades of thinking of LeBron being connected to that team? It's like, it's Spider, right? Like, he's the guy, you know, like he's the man, like carrying that team, not in like one particular, you know, like way or another, but like, I just feel like he's playing the game in like that perfect, hey, my role is going to shift. I'm the shapeshifter that the offense runs through, which is a beautiful thing, which I think is also like another reason why, you know, just as a basketball fan, these shoes are going to do really well. Especially, you know, like we talked about at price point, what, 110, 120, like you're in a good spot at that point, at that price, you know, like you don't have to really like think too hard about it the way you would with a $160 shoe from somebody else.
Yeah. But like, can we all agree that gradient fade is probably the best way to release a shoe, like a debut colorway?
Oh, yeah.
Like, despite a seven, what totally is it about a gradient fade that's just like, and black, the white's okay, but it has to be a black base gradient fade. It works every single time. The zipper, we all know I don't like shrouds. It's such a minimal shroud, and it's just so minimal. Like, the side profile is very reminiscent of the Dawn issue 6, another shoe I love, another shoe many Adidas athletes love. Like, that shoe gets a lot more play if you get to look on NBA courts than you'd imagine. But the 7, I think it's really just I think that one of the most elegant looking basketball shoes I've seen in a while. It's like a Nick, what's a really sleek supercar? I can't think of a name of it. It looks like a sleek supercar.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is about it or what the comp would be, but it's right there.
But yeah. And I think too, like, you know, it's Lightstrike Pro. So it's like the better cushioning. It's going to be, the step in comfort is going to be at least to the level of the AE1 low, if not better, right? Like, and I think that also plays huge into this, right? Like, it's crazy to think that like that's maybe not normalized in the sneaker world at this point, but it absolutely should be, right? Like, you should put on a shoe and be like, oh, this is comfortable. We talked about it in the last episode with the Jordan 28, right? The Jordan 28 was like, you put that on and you felt like you were walking on a different shoe. Like, it was like no shoe ever felt like that shoe. And I maybe not even to this day, but like, it was also a shoe that had a lot of other things going on. So the 29 ended up like kind of recreating that feeling and giving us something similar to like what we knew and were comfortable with as consumers. And I think we're at the point where, you know, that feeling combined with like the, you know, like the intro gradient colorway or, you know, and like, that's obviously just a style choice for people. But like, if you're maybe flashier and you do the same thing with the Harden 9 and you pick up the chromes or whatever that he played in early on, like, you might have that same experience. Like, that's not going to be my experience just because that's not my style. But like, Adidas just seems to have this formula figured out right now. And they seem to be like sticking to it. And usually, you know, not to pick on Adidas, but like, they definitely would get a formula right, thinking about any of the D Rose shoes, they'd get a formula right and then they'd move away from it. So like, having this through line of their design, of their, not just the aesthetic, but also like the feeling and the energy, mm-hmm. is like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they're in a very like turning of the page moment as a brand for Adidas hoops, Adidas basketball.
Yeah.
You have to have a knowledge of what your consumer wants. Like, I've had the issue 5 and 6, the Dawn of an issue 5 and 6, Dawn is, God, you know what I'm trying to say. And they fit like Kobe's. I mean, it's funny how like a good basketball shoe, low top basketball shoe, an easy comp is like, if it's like a comfortable pair of Kobe's.
That's the standard. Kobe's now
have a bunch of different fits. Mm-hmm. Across multiple brands, right? So it's relative. But like, you say if it's like a Kobe, it's like a mark of, oh, it's a good shoe. And like I said, a lot of NBA players, if you look around, almost every Instagram post is about how popular the Sabrina 2 is and how many minutes that's getting. Yeah. Look at the minutes Adidas is getting, because they're out there too. Yeah. Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell's teammate, just won Defensive Player of the Year. He, for some reason, fancies the older Harden models. They're beautiful shoes. I don't mind it. But again, in like the marketing, product, athlete, all coming together, they have an all-star level quality player. They have him in the right shoes. He just won a big award. And what do? They market it correctly by having him block all of the NBA teams on Instagram. Player of the year. It's just like smart little things like the Anthony Edwards, all those like iced tea and all like little commercials he has going on. I know James Harden went home, but he's releasing shoes alongside his wines, like colorway collab, yeah, which yep. tells a story there, alongside his cars, tells a story there, directly about the player that looks cool on social media. So it's an organic looking marketing moment because it's something the athlete likes. And guess what? That makes a circle.
Yep. You want to hear something crazy? So what? As we were going through that, I kind of referenced it a little earlier. So I was going through the teams left in the playoffs. There's two face of Nike there. Jason Tatum, who his shoe is going to be his shoe. Not that it's bad, but it's just not something that is people are like, you know,
it's bad.
I was trying to be a little less Jason Tatum hatey today, but yeah, I'll take it. But then you have the Knicks, Jalen Brunson. He didn't have his own shoe. He's playing in Kobe's. So like you said, it's Kobe, and then everything else. So you have, of course, Steph, who's still there. You're gonna have Donovan in Adidas. You have Tyrese Halliburton in Puma.
Adidas.
You have OKC
Joker and 365 or 361. Joker.
You got nothing that is promoting a Nike shoe besides Draymond Green,
Converse,
Tatum, and Brunson. And one of those is not even. And Shea, I don't count them as superstars. Converse,
but to your point, no Nike.
Yeah. Your superstars right now are going to be AE and then Donovan. I mean, two biggest names, but I mean, you still have JB who's wearing Anta. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean,
or Li-Ning.
Li-Ning.
But I mean, the Jalen Brunson thing. You can say, oh, those are dope-looking Jalen Brunsons. He's doing some iconic moments.
You're not getting
those damn shoes.
You can't buy them, yeah. You can't
buy that colorway. Like, you can't buy the shoe. You can't buy the colorway. Yep. You can't buy any, like...
So Adidas, if for all intent and purposes, has the most attainable shoes you can get. I still haven't seen a Jimmy Butler on foot on anybody in the gym.
They won't. It's not for us here.
Adidas is really winning this playoffs right now with two big pushes with AE and Donovan Mitchell. Being these guys in these positions to maybe take it home if they wanted to.
Well, I mean, no, I just got to say one thing about this. It's not Jason Tatum hate. That's a separate pocket of my life.
Oh, no, I'm going to say boat as you. Like, yeah, I can go into like, the like why I do not I, like
I'm
this
not a Tatum fan. Yeah.
No, the shoe is ugly. The shoe, that shoe is forgettable. Tell me what the last three, this is the fourth or the third that they're on now? Tatum 4?
My buddy broke the threes. Like his first week of playing, I was like, that says a lot.
You can't tell me what those other shoes look like. They have no memorability. That line is releasing shoes because, oh, crap, we have an all-star in Boston. It's a huge market. We got to do something. And to keep it 100, the Lucas shoe is ugly as fuck, too. I'm like, that's
team shoes football
101. So you have either apples to apples, the Luca 4 and the Tatum 4 versus the Don 7. Pick your second Adidas. Pick any two Adidas basketball shoes. Let's include the.
Oh, any of them are better than what he's doing right now, or they're doing, I should say.
I can think of five objectively better looking designs, better performing basketball shoes, because the reviews on the Lucas and Tatums are not good. I don't know if anyone's watched the wear testers. Those shoes are not cooking.
Not good.
So it's like I get better quality, better looking, and probably a better price point. On a better athlete, on a better team, what's going on?
Is this a Papa John's commercial? What do you say? Better pizza. Better... I was waiting for better pizza. Better.
Well, there's that meme. I can't say. I wanted to say the meme. Like better. I get more. I get more. I get more. Everything. Adidas is in that position right now. Like the Addy Select stuff is better than all the GT Cut stuff too. I mean, the best GT Cut.
They had to bring back the GT Cut 1 because that was the best one of the group.
You got to retro your own product from 3 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, so basically you're saying that performance actually matters and what people do on court actually matters now.
What a novel concept,
again,
right?
But like, it's crazy. Think about when we all started collecting shoes, listeners and the two of you. You saw the moment. You saw MJ hit the last shot. You could go buy the last shots.
Yeah. It's nice you can go do that, right?
Guess what? Aaron Gordon's probably sold more of his peak shoes, or is it peak or 361?
He's 361.
361.
Yeah, he's got two iconic moments in one playoff.
In the same playoffs, this is ridiculous.
Jason Tatum airballed a freaking fadeaway three in the corner to lose to the Knicks last night. He's like, come on.
Iconic. Like, no.
It's just performance matters. And just seeing the shoe, visibility matters in race, in shoes, and everything in life. visibility matters. And if you could see the shoe being performed in at the highest level and then go buy that damn shoe, people are going to connect with it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I ain't mad at that.
I think that's a good place to end. Thanks for rocking with us, y'all. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Mic drop.
Hey, y'all. Nick here. One more thing before you take off. Do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going. And as always, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you. And we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.